This is Akashvani, the news read by Juliet Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi today. The session is connecting at Red Fort in the national capital from tomorrow and will continue till 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. He further highlighted that United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has played a transformative role in building a shared global framework for safeguarding intangible heritage. He said, India is proud to have several elements inscribed on UNESCO's list. Mr. Modi further asserted that it's a moment of great pride for India to host the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage and said that the session will work as a bridge between ancient inheritance and modern aspirations. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Government today said that air travel operations are moving swiftly towards normalcy amid Indigo crisis. The Ministry of Civil Aviation, in a statement, reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with Indigo showcasing steady improvement in performance. The ministry said air travel operations across the country are stabilizing at a fast pace. It added that India's flight operations are expected to reach up to 1,650 tonight. The Indigo airline has said that so far 610 crore rupee refunds have been processed and 3,000 packages have been returned. In Madhya Pradesh, in a major breakthrough, 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander Surinder alias Kabir, carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, laid down arms in Balaghat district in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the state government is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism and making Madhya Pradesh free from Naxal violence. He noted that the government's rehabilitation policy has created a pathway for misguided individuals to return to the mainstream, rebuild their lives with dignity and reintegrate into society. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories, including Shyok Tunnel in Leh. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be a game changer, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. India handed over 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Cyclone Hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Another ship carrying 700 tons of material will reach Trincomalee tomorrow morning. The relief material primarily comprises essential food supplies, including pulses and sugar. Indian shooter Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar today. The 21-year-old also equaled the junior world record of Paris Olympics champion Yang Shi-Chin of South Korea, hitting 41 out of 50 shots in a highly competitive finals field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.